A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, looked, and there was a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud, one who looked like a son of man, with a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, crying out in a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, "Use your sickle and reap the harvest, for the time to reap has come, because the earth's harvest is fully ripe." So the one who was sitting on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, who also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel came from the altar, who was in charge of the fire, and cried out in a loud voice to the one who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sickle and cut the clusters from the earth's vines, for its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and cut the earth's vintage. He threw it into the great winepress of God's wrath. The word of the Lord. As we approach the end of the calendar and liturgical year, the Church encourages us to turn our reflections to judgment and the end times. The two scripture readings, as well as the responsorial psalm today, speak of a time of reckoning and of judgment. This is a wonderful passage from the book of Revelation. It brings back to me memories of a workshop on Lectio Divina that my community had about 20 years ago. The lecturer was using a phrase from that day's liturgy. It must have been the same liturgical day as today. And he used this phrase to illustrate the step of meditatio, or repetition, chewing on the Word of God. He paced back and forth in the room, repeating a phrase, and the echo of that phrase still strikes me today. Take the sickle and cut down the harvest. Take the sickle and cut down the harvest. Take the sickle and cut down the harvest. In the scriptures, there are a number of references to two kinds of harvest: the grain harvest and the grape harvest. These images of the harvest as a judgment were very familiar to biblical Jewish thought. For example, the prophet Joel has almost the same words that we find in today's reading from Revelation. In chapter 3, he says, "Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe." And even Jesus in the Gospel of Mark tells us, "When the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Also in today's passage from Revelation, there are two harvesters. The first harvester is the Lord coming on a cloud wearing a golden crown. We know it is Christ because the passage refers to the prophecy of Daniel about the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven to receive eternal kingship over the earth. It has been speculated that the second harvester with the sickle is the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus told us that when the Spirit comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Many people today prefer to think of God as a merciful Father more than a just judge. But he's really both. He's a merciful judge and a just and merciful father. The two can never be separated. As I mentioned earlier, there are two metaphors in this passage for judgment, a grain harvest and a grape harvest. And they can also be images of the Eucharistic bread and wine. The grape and the grain are crushed and transformed by time and heat to produce bread and wine. Special bread and wine is consecrated by the Word of God and becomes the body and blood of Christ. And so too, by analogy, do our own lives become one with the body and blood of Christ. These images also remind us that there is a certain judgment in the Eucharist. We are judged whenever we receive the Eucharist. Paul tells us that in one of his epistles, that we should not receive the body and blood unworthily. Take the sickle and cut down the harvest. Another image in this passage is the sickle. What is a sickle? Have you ever used one? I haven't. I've seen them. It's a handheld tool for agriculture. It has a curved blade used for harvesting the grain or for cutting grass for hay. The inside of the curve is sharp so that when the user swings it, it draws the grain toward himself, catching it as he slices it. The harvester draws the grain to himself at the same time that he cuts it away from the earth. A 6th century bishop in North Africa once wrote, "The treading of the winepress or the threshing of the field will destroy all that is useless, but it will prove what is incorruptible. For the trials of tribulations test the righteous, just as a vase is tested by fire." In the context of the book of Revelation, the harvest refers to the end of the age, but there are many harvests to which it can apply. In the context also of this passage, it can refer to the second coming of Christ and the final judgment of mankind. Or there is the harvest of each individual person's life at death. There's also the harvest of the end of each stage in our life, leaving a job, moving to another city, some kind of death. And there is also, if we have our eyes really open, we can even see a harvest and the sickle daily cutting down a cherished opinion or practice that we may have, dying to ourselves, denying ourselves. What do we need to harvest in our lives? Surely it involves a weakness, but our strength as well. In the harvest, it's both the weeds and the grain that are cut down together. So in our personal harvest, our weaknesses and our strengths are cut, but for very different reasons. The weeds are cut away and burnt in the fire of God's love. Everybody has their own particular kind of weed. It may be laziness, impatience, some obsession, insensitivity to others. But there are also precious grains to store, our strengths, and we store them in order to share and increase their yield. For example, to become more gentle, more considerate, not to be wasteful or boastful. Don't be afraid of the sickle in your life, of the pruning and the harvest by the Lord. It's for your greater good. If you feel the sickle cutting in your life, embrace it as that curved arm of God embracing you in love and drawing you to His purest heart. Advent begins in just a few days. It is an anointed time to put to use the sickle of God's mercy in bringing in the harvest of this past year of grace. Take the sickle and cut down the harvest.